All right, everybody. This is August Black here. Schönen guten Abend. Wanted to say a few words about what we're doing tonight. Maybe I'll start off talking about the application we're using. It's a self-made application that I put together. It's kind of like a teleconferencing software that maybe does a few different things. One, it does, let's say, a high-quality sound, I suppose. Other software just aims to transmit your voice. You can probably already hear the dogs in my backyard going off. We got one in the corner of me. He never seems very happy. Might also say this is the first time we're doing this thing live. And like all other teleconferencing software, you have all kinds of background environment going on. You probably just heard my daughter coming in. Anyway, the plan is pretty simple for tonight. I'm going to start off here in my place in South Boulder. Maybe do a little tour of my house. If the weather permits, it's looking like we might get thunderstorms. If the weather permits, then I'll head out on my bike and maybe take a tour of the neighborhood. I saw some kids playing basketball earlier. I might go around and check that out. There's also a pretty intricate bike path in town. Might follow and see, yeah, what kind of sounds are there. I guess in that way, it's a little bit of a reverse sound walk. We're delivering the sounds to you. Joining us are also Betsy Biggs, Anna Frizz, Jen Cutler, and Tom Sherman, all from various parts of the North American continent. And so what are we doing here? I mean, some way this is something between a telephone call and a radio horse spiel, maybe. It's about distance, a new kind of distance that we're experiencing. It's a distance that's flat, that exists in our laptop screens, but is maybe still tempered by the shape of the planet, maybe also by our need for sleep and light, and the fact that we need to rest when the sun goes down. So I'm here in my backyard, I'm looking out the Rocky Mountains. They have this particular name for this part of the Rockies. It's called the Flatirons. It's got a number of these massive rock protrusions that look like clothing irons sticking out of the face of the mountain. Surprised we haven't heard the family of crows that lives back here. They move in every summer. They like to attack the baby squirrels. There's another squirrel family that lives back here. And they're quite annoying in the morning. But they get what they want. All right, so it's possible that I'll be stuffing you in my pocket every now and then to hop on my bicycle. But for now, I just wanted to take you around, hear a few items around the place. Thank you. inside now. Say, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Where are you calling
in from?
I'm
just doing fine. I'm calling in from a beach in New England. I had hoped to be down by the water, but it's very windy, and I think it would just be wind noise. But I'm in a very interesting spot here, surrounded by dunes, and there's all kinds of old things here that I'm going to sound, like an old rowboat. And we've got here an old rusty container of some kind that's got some funky acoustics. And there's an old fireplace with some old coals. I'm wondering, who was it that had this fire? And how old are the coals? What kinds of memories went into these coals as the wood burned? Every once in a while, there's a siren that comes up from a kind of boat alarm warning people away from the coast. And there are several large rocks, and I keep thinking of these rocks. Again, memories. How old are the rocks? Are they cousins of the Flatirons? Colorado from those Flatirons, and put in some long days of driving to get here, and it's really wonderful to be here. And it's enjoyable to watch the wind go through the dunes. I'm going to get out into the wind a little bit. There's some really wonderful birds for them. Hear birds and motorboats, and there's quite a lot of seagulls dropping clams onto the ground to break them, which is something I hadn't seen before. I really like listening to the sounds of the birds echoing out along these great expanses of dune. There's a real sense of space. And it was very interesting to find this pile of sort of refuse here by the dune. There's this dramatic beauty, and then there's this very old rowboat and this very old fireplace. And this very old, rusted-out container. It's interesting to put your voice down in here because it sounds a little different. The acoustics are really different down here than they are way up here. Can you hear that, August?
I hear that. I'm just a little bit out and about now.
Where are you?
I'm on South Boulder, and this whole gang of basketball players have now dispersed. I was hoping to catch them, but I'll be on my way.
I can hear the boat call now. But it may be too far away. Seagulls circling and wheeling about on the wind.
Yeah, I hear those birds.
It's a lot of fun watching them and listening to them. It's funny to think that the land just goes. It just goes right to where it came from. You could walk. It could take a long time. I've been noticing the fireflies here a lot, and it's really nice. We don't have them in Colorado, I think.
No, not at all.
Every night around dusk, I just see these little brief bursts of light, and it's just such a small moment of magic and wonder. Wondering where Anna is going to be coming from, what kind of soundscape she'll have.
Anna, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Where are you calling in from, Anna?
I am sitting in the San Francisco Bay Area, listening to your voices. And I believe you are where you are, but I hear so many other steps in between. I hear all the little glitchy bodies on the way to Betsy on the East Coast. And I can hear the wind hitting the microphone on August's telephone. One thing about being far away at this point with so many devices is that there's nothing disembodied about this experience, but there's just so many more bodies involved. Air bodies and digital bodies and wire and electricity, more devices. Relay networks of devices before I finally get to hear a tiny tap on the rusty boat or the sound of your bicycle.
Yeah, I'm over here now by the stream. Rivers have died down here a little bit, though we get these raging rivers at the end, at the beginning of spring, end of winter, gushing down and, yeah, kind of clean everything up.
Asking it. I'm in the same time zone now with people I love, but the border isn't.
Traffic in and out of town. A little shopping cart with lots of stuff in it. Someone lives in this town. And they park their car on the outside here. They must have taken it away, but there was a sculpture here. Oh, I see it over there on the side. It's a sculpture of a hand giving the middle finger, all burnt and melted.
Thank you.
with all the traffic. Hey Jen, are you there?
Yeah.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from
Finally made it over to the tennis courts here. Sounds a bit like that. still with us, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Nova Scotia. I'm on the coast, and I'm on the south shore in a rural area, and I'm looking at the sky, and it's good that you came to me now because it's starting to happen. I like to come down here and look out over the mainland because you can see the jets coming out of New York and Newark and Boston. They come up the coast to Nova Scotia because when they cross to the Atlantic, they cross the Atlantic, they go the Arctic route. The air is cooler over the pole and it's shorter to go to Europe. So I'm watching these planes coming up right now, coming up from the eastern seaboard. Ocean's pretty calm. It's pretty, the light is beautiful tonight. It's clear. The sun is low in the southwest. But I'm looking up high, and there's a jet stream that I can see. Actually, there's multiple jet streams that I can see. These are passenger jets that are going to cross the Atlantic. I always wonder when I look at these jets, I always wonder, who's up there and where are they doing? Where are they going? But it's really, really beautiful to see the streaks, you know? There's probably about four or five of them that I can detect. You can actually see their jet streams behind them. You know, these white tails, it's almost like a vanishing point perspective. But out front, the planes are, they're like little silver specks. You can see them. The plumes are pretty wide tonight because there's probably a lot of moisture in the air. It's clear now, but that usually means it's going to rain tomorrow. These streams are beautiful. They're kind of pluming, and there's a kind of a cluster of, there's probably about five planes. They're separate up there. They're safe, but their plumes are kind of crossing, and they're kind of making like one, you know, one big jet trail, condensation, you know? I don't know what it is. It's like ice crystals. It's cold up there, and unburnt fuel, pollution, but it's beautiful. Now they're coming up and they're pretty high now. They're kind of like one group of planes, these kind of silver specks in formation. And behind them, the plume is kind of a singular wide strip of white. It's beginning to kind of oscillate a little bit. You know, there's a period of time where when they hit a certain incident in the sky, from my point of view, looking up, they sort of start to pulse and isolate and oscillate. And it's really amazing. Like it's, I think they refer to it as a vortex ring. And right now there's a dark cast to right behind the planes. It's kind of a purple, you can see through it, kind of like a veil of purple. And it's getting darker on that part of the trail. And it's happening now. It's happening. There's almost, it's pretty clear. This is a round object. It's really big. It's like, you know, it's gotta be, we're looking at 13,000 kilometers up, and like this spot of purple is probably, it's about, geez, it's got to be about 10 kilometers. It's a big cast of purple, and it's getting denser. It's getting to be a deep purple. It's a deep purple circle that's sort of undulating right on top of the jet's exhaust. It really looks like a jellyfish. I'm looking at a jellyfish that's trailing five jet airliners with a jellyfish trailing, and it's a deep purple jellyfish. It's a purple stinger, one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. And right behind it, there's another jellyfish that's kind of chaining up behind it, only this one's kind of a brownish yellow color. It's kind of like a chestnut color. It's got yellow highlights. It looks like a lion's mane. It's beautiful. And the difference between the purple stinger and the lion's mane. And there's another purple stinger forming behind the lion's mane. And there's purple, there's this yellowish brown. It's kind of like the color of like a light beer, you know, like a pilsner, not a lager. It's amazing, and it's pulsing, and the purple is right behind that, and then there's another brownish yellow one. There's a chain of jellyfish following these planes. Now they're right overhead now. It's spectacular. And the planes, the silver is just bright like stars. You know, it's amazing. This is one of the best jellyfish in the sky sightings I've ever had. It happens almost every night if the conditions are right, and luckily the conditions are perfect. It's about 6:47 Atlantic Standard Time, and they're starting to break up now. The colors are starting to break up, and the thing is, it's crossed the sky, this formation of these planes. And they're on their way to Europe, going out on the Arctic route. And it's really something. I'm gonna make a report tonight on this. You know, I usually report to the Canadian government about this because, you know, it's important that people understand that I'm seeing these jellyfish in the sky. I mean, it's very, very important. So I send in a written report to Transport Canada. They've got this system online called CADORS. It's a civil aviation daily occurrence reporting system. And I usually just call in and write in and tell them if I see these jellyfish, because it is really a spectacular thing to see jellyfish flying across with these airliners headed towards Europe. Wow. Yeah, they're breaking up now. You know, because it's just a beautiful evening. I'm really so happy that the timing was right, and I was able to tell you that this was going down here, because it's really something when you see jellyfish in the sky.
I'm wondering what that looks like. I sometimes see the god light coming down over the Rockies here. That happens when the sun has already set behind the mountains, but there's still peaks coming through. I can't imagine a jellyfish and a god light at the same time.
Yeah, it's really something. I think it's pretty unique to out here in Nova Scotia. I don't know, but you might be able to see jellyfish in the sky in Colorado. But
I'm squinting here.
Here it's just a natural phenomenon.
Maybe it's because you guys are over the sea there.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't even been down to the ocean yet to go to the shore to see if the jellyfish are floating in, because I've been locked up on quarantine. You know, I came back to Canada from the United States, and they locked us up for 14 days. I'm only in day 13, so I haven't really. I'm only able to look at and see jellyfish in the sky. I can't see any in the water in the Atlantic.
close. Time to start saying goodbye. Thanks for traveling along. Just long enough for the rain to arrive. The dark clouds are forming. The heat is dissipating. Back off in the distance, I can almost see snow.